is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 29th of May, 2013. It's the birthday of the economist Stephen Levitt, born in St. Paul, Minnesota, 1967, who, with his co-author Stephen J. Dubner, published Freakonomics, A Rogue Economist Explores the Hidden Side of Everything. It was a bestseller in 2005. Time magazine named him to their list of 100 people who shape our world. It's the birthday of Bob Hope, the comedian born 1903 in Eltham, near London. Leslie Towns Hope. Family moved to this country when he was 4 years old. He grew up in Cleveland, got into vaudeville at the age of 10. And by 1940, he was one of the most popular comedians in America. His comedy, verbal, not physical, and he usually played unsympathetic characters that the audience could feel superior to. Died in 2003, a few weeks after his 100th birthday. It's the birthday of the author G.K. Chesterton, Gilbert Keith Chesterton, born in London, 1874. He dabbled in the occult as a young man, then returned to the Church of England and converted to Catholicism later in life. He was a Christian who disagreed sharply with many people he knew, including H.G. Wells, George Bernard Shaw, but he was so good-humored that he kept them as close friends. He was also very prolific, wrote very fast, scarcely edited what he wrote, wrote some 80 books, fiction and criticism and literary biography and theology, poems, about 4,000 newspaper essays, created the character of Father Brown, a detective priest. And it's the birthday of the philosopher Oswald Spengler, born in Blankenberg, Germany, in 1880, who studied the history of civilizations and put forward the theory that they all undergo an organic blossoming and then a withering over the course of about 1,000 to 1,200 years. Each culture, he wrote, has its own new possibilities of self-expression which arise, ripen, decay, and never return. Best known for his book, The Decline of the West, in 1918, in which he examined six cultures, Egyptian, Chinese, Hindu, Greco-Roman, Arabic, and believed that Western civilization had already experienced its creative flowering and that it had at most 200 more years. Here's a poem for today by Linda Gregg, A Dark Thing Inside the Day. So many want to be lifted by song and dancing, and this morning it is easy to understand. I write in the sound of chirping birds, hidden in the almond trees, the almonds still green and thriving in the foliage. Up the street, a man is hammering to make a new house as doves continue their cooing forever. Bees humming, and high above that, a brilliant clear sky. The roses are blooming, and I smell the sweetness. Everything desirable is here already in abundance, and the sea, the dark thing, is hardly visible in the leaves under the sheen. We sleep easily, so I bring no sad stories to warn the heart. All the flowers are adult this year. The good world gives, and the white doves praise all of it. A Dark Thing Inside the Day, a poem by Linda Gregg, from All of Its Singing, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well. Do good work. Keep in touch.